westward. That, I suggest. Earn? Four letters. Ship, my mother offers. Maybe they're thinking of that kind. Blood, Dr. Chance says, coming into the room. That's five letters, Kate replies, in a tone that's much more pleasant than the one she used with me, I might add. We all like Dr. Chance. By now, he might as well be the sixth member of our family. Give me a number. He means on the pain scale. Five? Three. Dr. Chance sits down on the edge of her bed. It may be a five in an hour, he cautions. It may be a nine. My mother's face has gone the color of an eggplant. But Kate's feeling great right now, she cheerleads. I know, but the lucid moments, they're going to get briefer and further apart, Dr. Chance explains. This isn't the APL. This is renal failure. But after a transplant, my mother says, all the air in the room, I swear, turns into a sponge. You'd be able to hear a hummingbird's wings. That's how quiet it gets. I want to slink out of the room like mist. I don't want this to be my fault. Dr. Chance is the only one brave enough to look at me. As I understand it, Sarah, the availability of an organ is under debate. But, Mom, Kate interrupts. She turns to Dr. Chance. How long are we talking about? A week, maybe. Wow, she says softly. Wow. She touches the edge of the newspaper, rubs her thumb over the point at its edge. Will it hurt? No, Dr. Chance promises. I will make sure of that. Kate lays the paper in her lap and touches his arm. Thanks. For the truth, I mean. When Dr. Chance looks up, his eyes are red-rimmed. Don't thank me. He gets up so heavily that I think he must be made of stone, and leaves the room without speaking another word. My mother, she folds into herself. That's the only way to explain it. Like paper, when you put it deep into the fireplace, and instead of burning, it simply seems to vanish. Kate looks at me, and then down at all the tubes that anchor her to the bed. So I get up and walk toward my mother. I put a hand on her shoulder. Mom, I say, stop. She lifts her head and looks at me with red-rimmed eyes. No, Anna. You stop. It takes me a little while, but I break away. Anna, I murmur. My mother turns. What? A four-letter word for vessel, I say, and I walk out of Kate's room. Later that afternoon, I'm turning in circles on the swivel chair in my dad's office at the fire station, with Julia sitting across from me. On the desk are a half dozen pictures of my family. There's one with Kate as a baby, wearing a knit hat that looks like a strawberry. Another with Jesse and me, grinning just as wide as the bluefish balanced between our hands. I used to wonder about the fake pictures that came in frames you buy at the store. Ladies with smooth brown hair and show-me smiles, grapefruit-headed babies on their siblings' knees. People who in real life probably were strangers, brought together by a talent scout to be a phony family. Maybe it's not so different from real photos after all. I pick up one picture that shows my mother and father looking tanned and younger than I can ever remember them being. Do you have a boyfriend? I ask Julia. No, she says, way too fast. When I glance up, she just sort of shrugs. Do you? There's this one guy, Kyle McPhee, that I thought I liked, but now I'm not sure. I pick up a pen and start to unscrew the whole thing, pull out the skinny little tube of black ink. It would be so cool to have one of these built inside you, like a squid.
You could point your finger and leave your mark on anything you wanted.
What happened?
I went to a movie with him, like on a date, and when it was over,